Hi, I'm Malcolm Nichols.
And I'm Richard Ayling.
And this is Man Reimagined, a podcast where we, as men, attempt to reimagine ourselves in the 21st century.
How can we respond to the big questions that we're facing, both within ourselves and within society, and make sense of this ever-changing world?
We don't have all the answers, but we do want to create a conversation. So join us moving forward as a man reimagined.
Rock and roll.
All right, Richie, welcome back to the Man Reimagined podcast. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm tip top. I'm excited. As I just shared with you before we began, I've been up since 4:30 teaching early morning yoga online. So I'm fresh in many ways.
Yeah, nice one, man. All right, cool. Let's get cracking. So what we're going to be doing and talking about today in this podcast is it's a bit of a two-part podcast, really. The first part is we're going to spend a bit of time just reviewing, debriefing, if you like, the previous two podcasts where we've explored this idea of, well, or the reality or the state of affairs about the silence from men around violence towards women. And so we've had two episodes where you and I kind of fumbled around in the dark a little bit and asked a series of questions. And then we invited Karina in to kind of shed some light onto what it is like for a woman in relation to men. And it certainly, from my perspective, there was quite a bit of light that got shone onto this space. But also, you know, one of the great things about it, I think, was that there was some really, good proposals that Karina put forward, you know, simple things that we can do as men to begin to, you know, redress this, the state of affairs, but and maybe, bring us out of the dark a little bit and start to bring us forward into a much more positive and engaged light, if you like. So I thought, you know, why don't we just get cracking with that, Rich, and then, because the second part of this podcast is to actually start to go, okay, so this is the state of affairs, you know, what and so how are we going to move forward, and with the intention being that after in the next couple of podcasts after that, after this one, where you and I are going to talk about men's work and how and the value of it and how much beautiful power and change that men can bring, how much potential there is in men when they really step forward and actually begin to challenge themselves to be better men. So for the first part of this podcast, Rich, let's just take a bit of time to reflect on how you've been since our conversation with Karina. What have you been thinking? How have you been feeling? What have you noticed out in the world? What have you been paying attention to in terms of this question of men and violence towards women?
Yeah, thanks, Mal. I think I noticed at the end of that podcast, you know, there'd been a sense of anxiety in me as it was such a big topic, and I've been immersing myself into it and not really knowing which way to look, a bit like a headless chicken. And I think since then I felt a lot calmer. And that's not to say moving more towards apathy. I'm still really engaged and open and interested. But the fact that we could have a conversation, you know, with a woman and sort of make sense of it and be in that space of listening. And I felt kind of humbled, and I felt actually really safe in that space. And I think for a lot of men, and myself included, that sense of I don't know and perhaps defensiveness and that, you know, and just the fear of being in that space, that was able to sort of dissolve. And it was just like, okay, there's a sense of hope and there's a sense of, you know, we can figure this out, you know. So my anxiety is definitely really calmed down. I've also been noticing just how much of this conversation has shown up in the media. There's been podcasts, there's been articles that have really spoken to this idea. And I think, I hope that, you know, these ways that in which men can stop making women feel unsafe can start to just sort of sink in some way. I hope that there's enough awareness around that. There probably isn't, but it's been refreshing to see just how big a spike around that there has been. And now it feels for me that the work is to continue to have these conversations. And that's what I've been doing. And I've been having a fair amount with a few female friends. And, you know, the openness that they're now experiencing and just being able to talk about this. And one woman shared recently how I just thought it was normal. I just thought it was normal that I had to kind of live like this, you know, that and it just wake up calls like that she could share that and think, well, actually it doesn't have to be. So that was really, really cool. There's one particular article which I shared on the Man Reimagined Facebook page titled An Open Letter to All Men, written by Gina Martin. I suggest everyone goes and reads it. It's a good read. It's a long read, but it really educated me. And I've been since that podcast and in the last few weeks, especially, just really open to kind of learning and just seeing what's possible. And then finally, to wrap up my experience, I think, yeah, you and I talked about this before, like, let's also, you know, continue in this area of exploration, but also, you know, what Man Reimagined is to reimagine men and not just correct our behavior, but sink into this deep sense of potential we all have in us that is so ready to sort of come out. And we'll move and talk about more in the second half of the podcast. But just personally, I just feel like very much more alive and excited and hopeful and calm at the same time. How about you?
Cool. Yeah, that's certainly lovely to hear that, Richie. Yeah, it's been interesting. I think I've been, for the first part, really noticing just how much commentary there has been in the last week or two, really since International Women's Day, in the media about women's experiences of men. And it could be just simply that my goggles are on it, but it does feel like there is a lot out there. And I do feel like I'm getting more and more educated, which is absolutely a good thing. But also, I'm realizing, you know, that there's a big realization that's come from this of just actually, there is a lot of change that needs to take place. And that has been the bit that I've been challenged by and feel like I need to challenge myself around, because it does feel right now that it's such an important thing. And so I've certainly been having a lot of conversations and it really with women and with men too. And it does feel like it's one of these issues in a way that feels super important for women. And I do feel at times that men still aren't getting it to a degree. You know, we're kind of hearing it, but not getting it. And the big shining example for me that stood out was something I read today in about the Australian Prime Minister. You probably wouldn't be following this, Rich, but, you know, in Australia over the last month or so, there's been a lot of stuff going on within the ruling government in Australia, where a woman has accused a member of staff in one of the parts of the parliament, or I'm not 100% sure, but anyway, she used to work for the government, and she accused somebody who worked there of rape. And there's been this whole thing where the government has, and particularly the Prime Minister, has done a really poor job in coming forward in support of the woman. You know, in many ways, you know, there's been lots of bits coming out where they've actually tried to dig up dirt on her and tried to, you know, try to minimise the claim that she had made. And, you know, and that just, I mean, that I found was horrific. But then it got followed up recently whereby another member of parliament for the ruling party was caught. Well, he was doing a number of inappropriate things apparently around women in terms of things he was saying and whatnot. But he was caught bloody taking a photo of a woman as she was bending over looking into the fridge, and her undies came out of her jeans, right? And he took a photo of her. And of course, you know, wildly inappropriate. And I think he deleted the photo and then tried to minimize it and did a whole bunch of things. I mean, finally, he's been called out. And, you know, he was a minister, and so he stood down. But he hasn't left the party, you know? Like, he hasn't actually been booted out. It's kind of like he's been pushed into the background, but he's still there. And the main reason he's still there is because if he left the government would lose their majority, right? Their paper thin majority. So in the end, what's happened, and this is the bit that's got me, is that the prince, when it really comes down to it, you know, they would, I'm sure if the government had a full majority, that he probably would have got the boot. But because he doesn't, you know, he can pretty much walk away scot-free, right? With maybe a little bit of embarrassment, but, you know, in theory, he's doing some psychological counseling and various other things, right? But really, they've kind of once more not taken decisive action. It's like, you know, we'll only take action as long as it doesn't affect us. But this is the kicker. This is where I'm going with all this, Richie. Is that as a consequence of all these scandals, there's been a lot of that they've gone out and done some surveys to find out how the men and women of Australia have reacted to it. And they've found that within women in Australia, there's been a dramatic decline in support for the Prime Minister, something like 15 to 25%. I'm not quite sure the numbers, but a large decline. But amongst men, there hasn't been one shift in the needle in terms of his support, or lack of support, the change in the support for him. And that for me talked to the challenge that we're facing. And because in the end, you know, men have stayed silent. And this is exactly what you and I have been talking about, right? It's like they've all shrugged their shoulders and people, they've just kind of ignored it, you know? So I think what has happened for me is since that talk, I've realized, you know, how valuable this conversation is, and how hard it is going to be to shift the needle to a degree, because, you know, there is this apathy that we are facing amongst men to deal with the situation, that you've talked about, the you know, getting in the bunker, head in the sand kind of thing. So, you know, it has had me, you know, I'm kind of sitting in this dual-edged thing of feeling positive and excited that we can sort it out, and realizing, you know, there is such a journey that we need to take in order to do it.
Whew, wow. Yeah, I mean, I haven't followed that story, but, you know, listening to it and just looking at it from a distant sort of perspective, you know, it does feel indicative of how men hold on to power. You know, we've seen that across the board in most cultures, and just in those moments of tension and drama, when they're on the back foot, to just resort to kind of classic defensive behaviors, you know, and sort of mud raking and things like that.
Yes.
These are kind of locked in and entrenched sort of behaviors that the younger generations have to start calling out and saying, this isn't okay. You know, I would like to think that's in that study, if there would have been a shift in support, with younger men, you know, I'd like to think that, but it does feel like older generations are more entrenched in this, but I'm not sure. But where to go from here, you know, like the problems, this isn't going to go away. Like, my fear is that, you know, Me Too happened, and what truly shifted, you know, like, has there been a huge shift in consciousness in society? And the answer is there's no. I'm sure, like, there's been more awareness and hopefully some changes, but work needs to be done. And so it's that sense of how can we continue to do this? And I'll bore myself by keep repeating that idea of, you know, not doing the declaration, not doing the performative aspect of things as well. It was in that article I mentioned earlier that this Gina Martin, she mentioned the performative aspect, that humans, not just men, but in this case, men, what would do is in like, you know, looking for the applause or looking for the recognition for doing this thing, as opposed to just doing it because it's right, you know? And that's why there's hope for younger generations, because we're learning and behaving differently. And our sense of what's right is different. You know, we do look up to older generations and think, you can't say that anymore. That's kind of where cancel culture, I think, is one of the many places it's rooted in, is this political correctness and saying, look, you can't say that anymore. And we kind of look at, I mean, my grandparents that are no longer with us, and what they would used to say, you're just like, Jesus Christ, you know, like, so I think things are shifting and changing. And they're not bad people. They're not racist. They're just, it's just where they came from. It's just the place that they grew up in and the culture they grew up in. And so things are shifting and changing, but we just, how do we continue to do that? And I guess that's a nice segue, and I'll let you definitely respond, but into what is there to celebrate about men, and how can we come together, not from a place of like, shit, we need to get our shit together and how bad are we and we need to improve all the time, but from a place of like, hey, let's come back to the greatness in us and show up from that space. Because as you've written, like, you know, the majority of us are good men and want to show up much, much better, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think that's in the conversations I've been having this week, you know, there is a desire to want to be good men, to be good people, right? And it's just in the shift. It's like, well, what does that look like, and how do we follow through on that? And you know, I mean, as you and I have been talking about this, I mean, it is also good to point out that I have a number of the stuff that I've been observing and reading over this past week has come from people who are men, you know, who have been speaking out in favor of women. And it's not just been it hasn't just been a one-sided thing. And I think that is also really good to acknowledge and really good to see. You know, there is this growing awareness, even though at the moment there's not a lot of action. I think that's the bit. There's a growing, like you said, there is a growing awareness. It's just not the action at the moment. So, you know, it is going to take a bit of time for us to get that action. But at least by having some voices coming out, you know, and speaking about it, I do see us being able to to grow and to really sort this through. We like, you know, we've both used this word potential tonight, and I think in a way that's the word of this evening that I would really like to focus on, because you know, if we can allow all of us to see the potential in us, and that includes women too. It's like, I know a number of these conversations that I've had, they it's like women see the potential in us too, you know, and it's not that, and Karina even said that, didn't she, last week? It's like, it's not that you know it's not that this is happening all the time, or that it's you know that we're bad people. It's just that there's this thing that needs to change. And so you know, shining part of the way that is going to happen is to address this challenge, address this negative aspects of it. But another way is to start to encourage men to really embrace the fullness of who we are and our potential, right? And you know, and so of course, how do we start to do that? In what ways can we begin to bring that out of us?
Yeah, I mean, if I jump in, like, it, because there's a risk of that being sort of, that can sound really flaky and nondescript, right? Like, fulfill our potential, like, as a, you know, someone sort of...
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I want to do. It's like, well, you know, can we be more specific? Like, the I guess one of the things I'd invite us to do as men is to, you know, just drop all of the expectations and the roles around us. You know, like, women have been saying for a while, like, you know, we don't want to be labeled as this, and, you know, there's... way more capacity. We can do a lot more. Don't label us as this and don't expect this of us. You know, this mental load we've mentioned several times now that they face, like we also have these expectations on us. And you know, we'll talk about the dissolution of roles in another podcast, but just this idea of like us coming together without a sense of role, without a sense of, I need to fill a fucking role right now. I need to show up in a certain way. And just coming back to a sense of, I just want to be real and show up as me in a group of men. I think that's really like step number one. And whether it's a circle, however it is, but you know, whether it's with your mates down the pub, it's like, how about showing up without that role? You know, not as a team leader, not as a husband, not as a partner, not as anything, just like being able to show up as you are. I think that's, I think a lot of men struggle with that. That's my understanding and based on a lot of conversations. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, you talked about men's circles and going out of the pub. I mean, I think, you know, a big place where all this can start is by men being together with men and creating spaces where we can all explore this question of masculinity, maleness, and the ups and downs that we're all going through, holding ourselves accountable, doing all of these things which are actually, you know, creating a safe space. I think one of the bits that that a lot of men feel right now is this lack of safety, right? It's like, I'm not quite sure if I open my mouth and the words are going to come out, how they're going to be received, and that makes me feel unsafe. You know, that's not what they're saying, but that's what I believe a lot of men are feeling. And so I think one of the things that needs to happen for men is to have places where they actually feel safe. And it's not feel safe to go out and tell a dirty joke and to be inappropriate, right? It's having safe places where they can actually go out and really explore the deeper aspects of ourselves, the parts, our vulnerability, if you only want to use that word, you know, these things that are quite difficult for guys. You know, it's quite difficult to express these things, and particularly in this climate where, as we've just said, it can feel unsafe.
100%. And, you know, again, we'll talk about vulnerability in a separate podcast because it deserves its own word. It's such a term that I think a lot of men run away from, and I get it. And I just really like to move away from using it actually and just, you know, come back to this sense of being real. Because they're one and the same thing. You know, they're just, one's got a very horrible label and feeling to it because it's like, oh, what does that mean? And the other's just, well, it's just being real and being honest and seeing where that takes you. And that safety, that's the point that makes the shift from just being in a place where, you know, you can put your foot in your mouth and say the wrong thing, or as most men seem to be doing, is just say nothing at all. And then instead of doing that, being in a space where, look, no one's here to judge you, say what you want, you know, like, and just be real. And again, like, that's not to invite, as you said, kind of inappropriate talk, but that's to misjudge a man, you know, like, the kind of men that would want to step up and talk and figure these kind of things out, there might be some emotional charge and frustration, but we'll all notice that, and we'll all have an element of that in us. It's more just to come together and just talk about what's going on for you in the context of your own life. It's not always about trying to deal with huge issues, which of course can be dealt with better when there's a collective figuring it out. But step one is like, you know, how are you feeling? What's going on? What's been going on for you this week, and not coming from that place of trying to impress someone, looking for approval, or just saying the right thing. It's just initially being real about where you are. Like, I'm having a shit week, if I'm honest. That's what we mean by kind of potentially vulnerability. You know, it's just like, just be real. Like, let's relanguage that. I think I want to just put a flag in the sand right now. Just relanguage this stuff. I don't think that. Because we're talking about circles upcoming, and we'll reference that more in a moment. But, you know, this idea of vulnerability, it's the post that I check out from other men, you know, that word's not explored. Well, it's explored by them, but no, the post, there's no likes for the post. No one wants anything to do with it. You know, it's like, anything else. It's like, so let's re-language it, because it's just got too much of a charge around it. And let's just talk about being real again, you know, and just coming back to a space of safety and openness. What do you think? Hello, Mal, are you there?
Hey, sorry, I just dropped out on that one little bit. We're having a bit of a storm down here at the moment, and I think it might have interrupted the connection there for one moment. I heard you go as the internet was likely to do these days.
Okay, I mean, maybe that's how I've been perceived in general, you know. I guess let's come back to when I was talking about, relabeling vulnerability and just creating our own language, you know, and not kind of taking any blueprints from anywhere else. And I guess that's what the Man Reimagined blueprint is about. Yes. You know, it's just like just coming back to a sense of like just man and realness and not feeling like we need to dive into something super deep, especially not, you know, initially. You know, if we want to extend that kind of idea, then that's for a later date and there's value to that. But initially, I don't think that's what men need.
No, I agree. I mean, we need to create baby steps for ourselves, don't we, really? And it's okay to have those baby steps. And I like what you're talking about in terms of changing the word changing it to just being real. Because it's certainly... that feels like it is the most important thing, and it's kind of one of the things that, you know, I think we are really wanting to encourage in this, eh, Richie, with regards to this project that we've got in flow here right now, you know, and I'm certainly hoping that this concept of Man Reimagined is not just simply a podcast, but it becomes an idea, a movement, if you like, whereby, you know, we can, you know, I just feel this down in my bones, you know, like I feel that when it comes to the strengths of men, you know, like our ability to make stuff happen can be so profoundly good, you know, when when men are focused. But I know when I'm focused, you know, like I can get shit done and I can get shit done in a really powerful and beautiful way. And I mean, all people in society can, and and it's magic when I feel that myself and I can feel other men are just in the driver's seat of their own life and taking action. And, you know, so this is where I feel that this movement for us recreating ourselves is just such a ripe thing for this age right now, because that's, I think, what, you know, coming back to what this past couple of weeks with women, I think that's what women, and it's not just women, it's the society itself is asking us to do, isn't it? It's asking for an evolution from us.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And so to flip this around and no longer, you know, and to stop going, you know, not to stop, but to flip this around in this podcast right now, our ability to embrace this challenge, you know, it's like, this is what we can do as men. We can embrace this challenge and really step forward to meet it. And that is the thing that excites me. I feel it in my gut when I hear stuff about Karina and I read things online, and I get excited about the potential that we can lead ourselves into, you know, a new era, if you like, where men actually come forward in a really different way.
Beautiful. Yeah, I mean, I love the idea of supporting men through change. You know, I mean, we're not perfect humans, but like we've definitely been on this little journey for a while. You know, and I've shared a bit about mine before, and may do so again, yourself as well, and just seeing the value of men showing up together. And you know, I led two different circles last week in the Man Reimagined blueprint. And, you know, both of them were just beautiful. They were informal. There was a structure to them, which we'll explain later. But in one in particular, there was 12 men that showed up out of 16 that had sort of booked. And at the beginning, you know, they're all admittedly sort of hesitant, a bit nervous and unsure because they'd never done anything like this before. They'd never come to this. They weren't sure what to expect. And yet through the way that it was facilitated and just connected, like by the end of it, you know, every man was like, I'm really surprised that I could just connect like on this level with people I've never met before. I loved it. It was so great to find other men, you know, that to feel that I'm not alone in this. And when I said, just out of interest, guys, like, you know, raise your hands if you'd be interested in doing this on the regular every 2 weeks, because it'll be open every 2 weeks. And you know, the more regular, the better, because that's the more tight it gets, you know. And every man put their hand up. And I just had a tear in my eye. And I was like, I just felt so alive. It's like, wow. We're on the pulse, you know, that there's something going on where there's a burning desire, I believe, in men that want to show up and want this Tiefgang in German, like this deeper connection to each other, you know, and like there's just not the space or the knowledge in how to facilitate that, given the fact that we've got these roles and expectations around us. And it's just, you know, we just don't have the emotional training. And so it inspires me, it inspires you. And like, to come full circle, like, us supporting men through change, the necessary change that's happening, that's what I believe Man Reimagined can be. And I'm just interested in anyone else who wants to be a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, wholeheartedly agree. I mean, I'm like you, that the experience I've had with men's circles is just like, it's like when men come into that space, I can see it's like the load just falls off their shoulders. I mean, there's a discomfort at first, right? The discomfort of sitting around in a group with a bunch of other men, but very quickly it's like there's like an ancient thing that kind of comes over us as human beings. I think when we yep. sit with people, yep. And because I know it's very women's circles and mixed circles, it's the same thing. I mean, different qualities, but that mm-hmm. same thing of just being human and sitting in space with other humans. And it's a profoundly nurturing experience. And you know, so we are going to spend the next episode or two looking at this idea of men's work, aren't we, Rich? Part of why we want to talk about this is that I think in the world it can either come across as a bit kind of, and I want to pull out words here, but either airy-fairy or a little bit, you know, that's in some ways, or another thing, you know, can sometimes be misconstrued as, I've heard it can also be misconstrued as being a bit cultish. It can be misconstrued as being weird, I guess, is another word. I mean, I'm searching for words, but the general feeling is that, you know,
it's not for me.
it's not for me. It's looked down upon, or it's sniggered at, it's snickered at, you know. And so what you and I are quite keen to do is actually to dispel some of that kind of, you know, misunderstanding, ignorance, if you like, but it's more misunderstanding and kind of shine a more positive light on what for both of us, I know, has been, you know, profoundly life-changing experiences of doing what is often referred to as men's work. But in my book, it's just simply the willingness to take a good hard look at ourselves and get the support while we're doing it.
Yeah, beautiful. Let's save that for these next two podcasts. We've already Absolutely. Broken it down. We've talked about, you know, there is a good reason that some men are resistant to this kind of stuff, because they've had other experiences. And, you know, I share mine and how I think a circle doesn't have to work and can actually be really counterproductive. So, you know, and you explain, of course, the blueprint that you've sort of adapted and I've adapted as well. So let's wrap things up. I know I have to actually dash off. I just want to end this by just acknowledging you and thanking you for a moment. You've taken the time a couple of times in these podcasts so far to just sort of give me a little nod. And you know, I wouldn't be doing this podcast and I wouldn't be the man that I am now if it weren't for you and your work. So you know, I just want to thank you for that. And I'm learning from you still, and I'm just really honored to be next to you right now. So thank you, mate.
Well, that kind of caught me off guard a little bit, Richie. If I'm brutally honest, I have a bit of a tear in my eye, mate, because everybody can listen in on this kind of little bromance, but you know, I've reached out to you, mate, because I'm also inspired by the way that you have, ever since I've known you, you've just kind of head first gone straight into whatever challenge you've needed to face. And I also know that there's a lot that I wouldn't be able to do without a man like such as yourself by my side, dude. I appreciate you more and more every day. So,
Thank you.
The world just got to hear us kind of express a little bit of love for each other, but you know, I think that it actually feels good to do that. So, with that, Richie.
With that, Malk, I'll speak to you next week. Thanks everyone for taking part and dropping by, and thank you too, my friend. See you soon.
Yeah, thank you everybody for listening in, and I look forward to doing this once again next week. From this week's podcast, if there's been anything that's inspired you, challenged you, or simply left you wanting more, then please reach out to Richie and Mal via their Facebook page, Man Reimagined. Just like you, we're trying to get a handle on all these issues and topics, so the more we're able to share and talk about them, I think the better off we're all going to be. Until next time, catch you later.